It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. Because you are extraordinary! And now, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello there, and welcome to Growing Hope. I am Catherine Lang, your face of encouragement. And we are on a journey to build our best lives one little bit at a time. And it all starts with butterfly talk. That's the talk that takes us from being tethered to this world, being tethered to the limitations this world demands, and releasing that tethering and taking flight into all of our possibilities. When we understand that we are uniquely designed on purpose and for a purpose, and our paths are unique to us, that means that we get to define them, then we are not limited to what the world says we can do. We're not limited to what our education provided. We're not limited to, we've never done it that way before. We have the ability to break out into possibilities beyond imagination when we understand that we go from being a caterpillar to being butterflies. We go from being tethered to being released into our possibilities, but we have to get there. So we've been talking about talking butterfly, and we have gone from understanding what butterfly talk is to raising up a caterpillar. So we are in the process right now of we built our cocoon. Now we're going to break out into all of our possibilities. We're going to break out into our unique design. It starts by knowing your why, then knowing your voice, then knowing your comfort zone, knowing your breaking point, and daring to start stretching. So when we understand all of these elements of who we uniquely are, then we're positioned to stretch out into our possibilities. But it starts by knowing your why, knowing why you are here in this place at this time. Because you are uniquely designed. You have parts of you, elements of you that are different from everybody else around you, especially when you start looking at all the different parts together. And when you understand that you are uniquely designed on purpose and for a purpose, and that that purpose is for such a time as this, then you are able to begin transforming into that unique design. You can begin to truly embrace it. So what is it that you love? What don't you love? What do you lend yourself to naturally do? What have you learned to do? And what would you do just because? These are five of the things that we can begin looking at in order to start developing this understanding of who we uniquely are. And it starts with this whole idea of what is it that you love to do? What is it that really zings your heart? I heard somebody make that say that expression. What zings your heart? And it zings my heart to hear zings your heart. When we truly understand what we love doing, then it is hard to stop us from doing that. We want to keep doing that. We want to do more of that. We want to tell people that we've been doing that. One of our sons loves history. And I don't think he really understood that how much he loved history until he started taking a history course. And the more he dug into history, the more he enjoyed the history. And the more he enjoyed the history, the more he wanted to learn about history. And the more he wanted to learn about history, the more he wanted to tell us about the history he was learning. Despite us asking him to stop telling us about the history he was learning. Because he enjoyed it. And so we have been encouraging him to look into this as an aspect of his unique design. If this is something that really zings your heart, then lean into it. So what is it when we begin to look at our unique why? Why are we here? What is it that makes us up? What is that heart seed that was planted in us at the beginning of time? What are we trying to grow up? When we begin to really understand that and lean into it, it starts with that whole idea of what zings your heart. Think about that over the next several days. And as you're going through your day, look at the things that truly infuse you with energy, that make you smile, that make you want to call your mother and tell her about it, that make you want to call your best friend or write your best friend and tell your best friend about what you've been doing. When you find those elements, when you find those activities, when you find those actions, then you begin to realize that this is unique to you. Not everybody wants to learn about history. Not everybody wants to get on camera and talk about being full of hope and encouragement and faith. Not everybody wants to do a Bible study once a day on Facebook. But if it's something that you enjoy and something that zings your heart, then it's going to come across to other people, and other people are going to appreciate it, or more importantly, they're going to be drawn to it. So what is it that you love? Make a list of the things that excite you as you're going through your day, and make a keep a journal about what it is that excites you, and not just the activity, but what about the activity excited you? You can go to an event and you can enjoy the event, and you can be your heart can zing because you were at the event. But what was it in the event specifically that zinged your heart? Was it the engagement with other people? That's me. It's the engagement with other people that truly zings my heart. Was it the learning aspect, like my son, who really enjoys learning about the history? What are the specific elements, not just the event? Because the more detailed you can get in and the deeper you can dive into what it is that's zinging your heart, the more you can understand how to move forward in that particular element. But you have to know it in order to lean into it. The second thing that you can be asking yourself is, what is it that you don't love doing? Sometimes knowing what we don't love doing is just as valuable as knowing what we do love doing. And sometimes we're really good at something we don't love doing. I can corral kids with a squeal of a noise. I mean, I can go, eh, and it will resonate throughout and reverberate throughout every being around me. But even though I can do this, it is not my natural inclination. Even though I raised 3 boys, it does not mean I want to raise 30. Just because I can do it doesn't mean it zings my heart. And we want to understand that our unique why, our uniqueness is something that's going to truly zing your heart. You don't do it just because you can. You don't do it just because you have an ability. You do it because it infuses you with the desire to do more of it. When I get up on stage and I'm talking to people about their unique design and their purpose and hope and faith, I come off the stage as fired up as I went on the stage, sometimes more so. I get excited. I just had a conversation with a friend earlier today, and as we're talking about these different elements of walking out boldly, the more we talked about it, the bolder I got. So by the end of the conversation, I was ready to take on the world because it zings my heart to do this. But if it's something that I don't love doing, like I am not a huge fan of editing, I'm not always really good at it. So that's why I hire other people to do that, because that is not, I can do it. I can do it, but it's going to take me longer and it's going to steal my energy. If it is stealing your energy away from you, then it is not part of your why. Your why will fuel you. Your unique design will fuel you. So what is it that you don't love? What steals your energy? Keep a list of those things as well. The third thing to think about is, what is it that you lend to do naturally? I make a joke that I came out of the womb, slapped the doctor on the rear end, and told him he did a good job because I am a natural encourager. I can't think of a time in my life when I wasn't invested in encouraging people that I encountered, so much so that when I was in high school, we had one phone in the house when I was in school. And because people would call me at all hours needing encouragement, my parents eventually put a phone in my room so they wouldn't have to worry about answering the phone when it rang in the middle of the night, because they knew it was people calling to be encouraged. It is something that I do naturally. And because it's something that I do naturally, instead of pulling away from that and working on my weaknesses, I am learning to lean into that strength. Your strengths are part of you for a reason. We need to be invested in our strengths. Yes, we can continue to invest in learning more where our weaknesses are, but our strengths are there because they're uniquely part of us. And we need to lean more into those strengths. Think about what is second nature to you. What are you going to do if you walk into a room? If I walk into a party or I walk into an event, I naturally lend myself to being part of the hospitality. I'm going to try to make sure that everybody's comfortable. Everybody has the food that they need or the drinks that they need. It doesn't matter if I was on the guest list or if I was on the committee to put it together. That is something that lends itself naturally to me. When you understand that your unique design is unique to you, and it is in you from the beginning, which means that it is second nature to you. It is part of your being. And when you understand this, then you can begin to lean into it more. The more you understand your unique design, the more you recognize that you are uniquely qualified and uniquely gifted in certain areas, or that it's second nature to you. You don't even think about it. Where other people struggle, you don't even think about it. You just do it because it's part of who you are. Then you recognize that this is part of your unique design. You'll start understanding it's part of your unique design, and it's going to align with what zings your heart. It's going to reject what steals your energy. So that your unique, your natural abilities and inclinations are going to align with what zings your heart. The fourth thing to think about is, what have you learned? Now, this can be a catch-22, because sometimes the things that we learn are actually things that steal our energy, but because someone told us that's what we needed to be doing, we went that direction. Or sometimes we wanted to learn that, but now we're leaning more on it than we are our unique design. So you want to look at your education, your experience, your training, all these different little bits, and even again, go back just like we did with what zings your heart, what specific elements. When you're looking at your education, experience, and training, look at the individual elements of that. Not just, I got a degree in leisure services, but I got a degree in tourism and commercial recreation. And more importantly, the thing that I loved the most about that degree was planning social activities. Somebody that loves to entertain, loves the hospitality, and I enjoyed planning social activities, go figure. So what you learn, your education, your experience, your training, look at the individual elements and how those can align with your, what zings your heart and your natural inclinations. The more that you start processing all these different pieces, the more you'll begin to see that not only are you uniquely designed, but you have qualities that align in a way that nobody else does. And because you have these qualities that align in a way that nobody else does, you are uniquely qualified. To do things that nobody else can do. And because you're uniquely qualified to do things that nobody else can do, you are positioned to walk out a path that nobody else can walk out. Even if somebody else has similar talents, similar gifts, similar interests, similar heart zingers, your path is going to be unique because all these different elements combined together are going to be unique to you. Nobody else is going to have the exact mix you have. The fifth thing to think about is, what would you do just because you could do it? And when you're thinking about this, don't just think about what you would do for yourself. It needs to be leaning itself towards, what would you do to be a service and a blessing to other people? And the reason is because we are designed to be in relationship. And relationship is essentially based on being helpful to other people. So if you are investing in helping other people, then you need to be looking at, what would you do that's going to help other people, that's going to be a benefit to other people, that's going to be a blessing to other people, just because you can. Again, I fall back to my hospitality side. I would host a gathering at my house every week if my husband would not move out. His natural inclinations and my natural inclinations don't always align. And this is in one of those places. I get fueled and fired up when I'm able to engage other people. And he can engage other people like Prince Charming, but it will drain him and he will need to recharge. So we have to take these matters into consideration when we're moving forward. When you are in a relationship, you have to be as aware of their journey as you are of your journey, so that they don't collide. They weave together. So what is it that you would do just because you can do it? And then how can you look at what you would do just because you could do it, what you've learned, what zings your heart, and what you truly do naturally? How do all these elements weave together? Well, the more you understand them, the more you're going to see that they do weave together. And in understanding and recognizing that they do weave together, then we can begin to transform from that tethered caterpillar stuck here on the world rules. And we can begin to transform into that unique butterfly that you are called to be. So in order to understand, to truly know your why, that uniqueness that was planted in you at the beginning, because it was, you have a heart seed in you. We have to uncover it and let it grow. We have to know what you love, what you don't love, what you do naturally, what you've learned, and also what you would do just because you can. All of these elements create a unique basket, a unique weave, a unique container that is only found in you. You are the only one that can walk out your path. You are the only one that can live your unique design. Others may have their similar journeys, but it will never be yours. And understanding your why gives you one more block in building this bold, purposeful path that you're called to walk. So we have to pull away all that stuff that's been piled up on you so that you can see your unique design. If you're struggling in any way to find this path, to begin to understand your why, please reach out to me today. You can go over to katherinelang.com or snarkyrainbows.com, and you can find in the sidebar over there, or up at the top, I'll put one up at the top, a way to set up a call with me and let's talk about your why today for free. Let's just talk about it so we can begin to move down this path of transforming into your unique design. Thank you so much for joining me today. I am Katherine Lang, and I challenge you to be blessed in all that you're doing and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.katherinelang.com to invite Katherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.